This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Some 80,000 chemicals are registered for use in this country, so you might be surprised to know the government has banned only 5 chemicals in the last 4 decades because of health risks. A couple years ago, Congress beefed up the toxic chemicals law, and the government made plans to restrict the use of one, dubbed TCE, that the EPA considers a human carcinogen. But under the Trump administration, that effort has been delayed. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports from the town of Beaverton, Oregon, outside Portland.
Amanda Evans Healy remembers her dad having one of the best jobs because it was at the toy factory.
He was creative director.
Specifically at the Viewmaster plant outside of Portland. It made those red 3D picture viewers that were once the rage. She meets me at the site. It's now a strip mall. But from the 1950s to the 90s, it was a toy fantasy land. One day,
we all gathered in the front employee parking lot, and a helicopter landed, and Mickey Mouse and Pluto and Donald Duck got out, and that was huge.
Later, in her car, she says her father worked there more than 2 decades, and then in 2001, he was diagnosed with liver cancer.
And he said, well, I'm not feeling too well, and I think it's related to the water I drank at work.
3 years prior, the factory announced that its water was laced with a toxic chemical trichloroethylene, or TCE. The factory closed in 2000. Now, all across industrial America, TCE has been used to clean grease off of metal pieces of machines and auto parts and toys. For 2 decades at the Viewmaster plant, the workers dumped the used chemical on the ground, where it leaked into the drinking water well. That's according to a 2004 federal report.
It just was worst-case scenario. We found out at Thanksgiving 2001, and he passed away shortly after Valentine's Day.
This report from the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry estimated up to 250,000 Viewmaster workers may have been exposed to TCE. Federal and state studies have found TCE linked to cancer elsewhere, at the Camp Lejeune Marine Base in North Carolina, and a toxic dump site in Massachusetts. That's the subject of the movie A Civil Action, starring John Travolta. He plays a lawyer for pollution victims seeking restitution money.
I'm not going to just throw out numbers so you can say no to them. You'll have to come up with a number.
8 million.
But at the Oregon Viewmaster plant, just 5 workers got settlement money from the company in 2011. That's including the family of Amanda Evans Healy. She says others didn't sue or that the statute of limitations ran out.
How do you think about all the families who didn't get anything?
I feel horrible. I really, really had hoped to do a lot more. I still hope someday that something can be done.
One of those somethings to her is banning TCE use. The EPA declared it a human carcinogen back in 2011. And 2 years ago, it proposed a ban for certain uses, including cleaning metals, which became a problem for some companies. Toxic chemical expert Jason Marshall at the University of Massachusetts Lowell says companies have long loved this chemical.
They didn't have to think about what they were doing with the cleaning. They just dropped it in and came back and it was clean.
And many companies have invested in pricey degreasing machines that use TCE.
When they have a large piece of equipment that costs them millions of dollars, they're not willing to drop that solvent if they've just purchased this.
Chemical industry lobbying groups challenged the EPA position, arguing that the agency's direct link between TCE and cancer is, quote, erroneous. The Halogenated Solvents Industry Alliance, representing TCE makers and users, wrote the EPA saying, quote, we judge the epidemiologic evidence to be neither convincing nor strong. This past winter, the agency under the Trump administration took the proposed TCE ban and moved it to the, quote, long-term action list, along with 2 other proposed chemical bans. What does that mean? Scott Faber is with a nonprofit environmental working group.
Hibernation, indefinite delay, storing it away in your attic. There's an enormously strong record that TCE is a known carcinogen. So there was really no reason for the administration to delay these bans.
2 industry groups, the American Chemistry Council and the Halogenated Solvents Industry Alliance, declined comment for this story. The EPA told us in a statement that TCE uses in the proposed ban will now be folded into a longer-term evaluation. Still, Washington chemical law attorney Lynn Bergeson says the real world is already changing. Home Depot, for instance, is removing products that have TCE. She says companies make these calls often.
They can make a decision based on their own appetite for risk and their commitment to simply not supplying products that contain chemicals that are believed to pose risk because it's against their corporate creed.
even though that may not be far enough for those seeking to ban TCE for good. In Beaverton, Oregon, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.